Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the third parak of Maseches Moed Katan. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph and Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis. As we learned in the previous parakim, there are certain types of malacha, certain types of work that are allowed during Chol HaMoed if they are done, Litzorech HaMoed if they are done due to the needs of the Yom Tov. Technically, these activities should include activities such as haircutting, washing clothing, and so on and so forth. However, the Chachamim prohibited these activities out of concern that people might purposely postpone these tasks until Chol HaMoed when they have more free time. As a result, people would be not in such a nice, a clean state on Yom Tov. The Chachamim therefore forbade haircutting and doing any laundry during Chol HaMoed so that people would be sure to perform these various preparations before Yom Tov began. The Mishnah is going to give examples of exceptions to the prohibition against haircutting during Chol HaMoed. It says the Mishnah of Elam Megalchim B'Moed, these are the people who are allowed, in fact, to cut their hair during Chol HaMoed, either because it was difficult or impossible for them to do so before Yom Tov began, or because there is a mitzvah for them to do so during the Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah Haba, Mimidina Sayam, someone who comes from a faraway place, the Bartinura says, he came either during Chol HaMoed or late in the day before the Yom Tov. In either case, he was unable to cut his hair before the Yom Tov began. Continuing in the Mishnah, Umi Beis HaShivya, or someone who was released from captivity, Vayotim Beis HaAsur, someone who was released from prison, he was really not able to care about his appearance, take care of that before Yom Tov again. V'hamenuda sheitiru lo chachamim, or someone who was under a ban and was then released from it by the chachamim. Menido is a ban placed by the Beis Din under certain circumstances on someone who violates a specific group of halachos. A person in nido is not allowed to cut his hair or do any laundry, among other things. The Mishnah is referring to one whose period of nido ended or whose ban was lifted either during Chol HaMoed or just before the actual Yom Tov was about to begin. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'chein mishenishal lechacham v'hutur, someone who asked a chacham, a rabbi, to do hataras nedarim, to annul his neder that he had made not to cut his hair, and then he was released from his vow. He may cut his hair during Chol HaMoed because he was unable to do so before Yom Tov began. Other exceptions to the prohibition against cutting hair in Chol HaMoed are when there's actually a mitzvah to cut your hair. V'hanazir, as the Mishnah said, a nazir whose term of nazirus ends during Chol HaMoed may cut his hair since there is a mitzvah for him to do so. V'hamitzora ha'ola mitu masul taharas. So similarly, a mitzora, someone who had taras and who goes up from his state of tumah to now being in the state of purity during Chol HaMoed may cut his hair as well. So this is required as part of becoming pure after being a mitzora. Continuing now with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Just as there are exceptions to the prohibition against cutting hair during Chol HaMoed, there are also exceptions to the prohibition against washing clothing. This Mishnah is going to list the types of people who may in fact wash their clothing during Chol HaMoed because of special circumstances. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu mechabzin b'moed, these are the ones who may do laundry during Chol HaMoed because it was difficult or impossible for them to do so before the beginning of the Yom Tov. Haba Medina Sayam, someone who came from overseas, Mi Beis HaShivya, someone who was released from captivity, Ve'ayotim Beis HaAsurim, someone who leaves prison, Ve'amenudah Shetir Lo Chacham, or someone who was under a ban and was then released from this ban, like we learned in the previous Mishnah from the Bayi Chachamim. V'chein Mishnah Nishal Lo Chacham V'hutra, similarly when he asked the Chacham to cancel a vow he had made not to wash his clothing and was released from this vow, he may wash his clothing during Chol HaMoed because he was unable to do so before Yom Tov. Now we're going to list certain items that may, in fact, be clean during Chol HaMoed. Mitzvachos hayadayim, towels used to wipe the hands. Umitzvachos hasaparim, or towels placed by barbers over people whose hair they are cutting. Umitzvachos hasfag, and bath towels to be laundered during Chol HaMoed because they are constantly becoming dirty. And certainly you can then, therefore, clean them on Chol HaMoed. We're not concerned that you didn't clean them before because you were going to wait until Chol HaMoed itself. Now we're going to list, as we finish off the Mishnah, other people who may do laundry for their clothing on Chol HaMoed, Hazavim, Vahazavos, Vahanidos, Vahayoldos, Zavin, Zavos, women in Nida, and the women who have given birth. Again, all these people who frequently have clothing that, the tummy for various reasons, their clothing gets dirty rather frequently. Tuchala olim mitumah l'tahara, and anyone who goes up from a state of tumah to a state of tahara needs to wash his or her clothing. Hari elu mutar, and all of these people are allowed to do laundry during chala moed sharkol adam asurim, but anyone else is not allowed to do their laundry during chol hamoed. Quick review. Paragimel Mishnah Aleph taught us that the following people were allowed to get haircuts during Chol HaMoed, even though typically people can't. Someone who comes from overseas, someone who was released from captivity, someone who got released from prison, someone who was under a ban, under a nidu, and then is released from the Chachamim, someone who had his vow annulled by the Chachamim. As well, there were certain people that have a mitzvah to have a haircut, and therefore, if a certain period of time falls out on Chol HaMoed, they certainly have a mitzvah to get their haircut on Chol HaMoed as well. That would be a nazir, a mitzora, or who comes up from his state of tumah to a state of tahara during Chol HaMoed. Then Paragimel Mishnah Beis taught us that there are the same exceptions exist when it comes to doing laundry. All of these situations, again, someone who comes from a faraway land, someone who's released from prison, someone who's released from captivity, and so on and so forth. All of these situations as well, a person may do laundry during Chol HaMoed, again, because the concern was originally that he's going to wait and leave it until leave the laundry until Chol HaMoed. But in this situation, he couldn't do it before. Certainly, it can be done afterwards. And the Mishnah taught us that certain items that get dirty very, very easily, various towels and so on, may also be washed during Chol HaMoed. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that Zavim, Zavos, Nidos, so when women give birth, they frequently get their clothing dirty, and therefore they can certainly get their clothing cleaned on Chol HaMoed. Anyone who goes up from any state of Tumah to state of Tahara also can wash his clothing during Chol HaMoed, and nobody else can. Have a great day.